Diablo Canyon was supposed to cease operations next year, but Governor Newsom approved a law in 2022 to keep it running for several more years out of a concern over a lack of energy going into the grid. According to a filing that PG&E sent to the Public Utilities Commission last year, the utility anticipates running the plant's two reactors will cost billions more than originally anticipated. John Giesman is an attorney with the Alliance for Nuclear Responsibility. He told the California Energy Commission PG&E's revised cost estimate was incomplete and didn't reflect the true cost for ratepayers.
PG&E made that filing. We've gone through it with a fine-tooth comb, and it amounts to $11.8 billion. That's more than a doubling from the number that was used in 2022 to persuade the governor and the legislature to go forward with the extension.
Giesman said the expected cost of $75 a megawatt hour could instead be as much as $130 a megawatt hour. He says PG&E customers pay some of the highest electricity bills in the country, and Californians who are not PG&E customers could also see their rates go up. According to the Environmental Working Group, PG&E saw a 25% increase in profits, amounting to $2.2 billion last year. Peter Bradford is an expert on nuclear policy and a former member of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC. He says the people running the state's electric grid are out of touch with the average ratepayer.
The people in charge of managing the plants really aren't the ones exposed to the consequences of the cost overruns. They're pointed towards federal taxpayers, state taxpayers, California ratepayers from the southern tip of the state to the northern end.
Experts also said that Diablo Canyon, the state's only remaining nuclear facility, is located on the Hoss Geary Fault, which makes it a big risk for a nuclear accident. The United States Geological Survey estimates that an earthquake on the fault could be as high as magnitude of 7.5. Linda Seely is a spokesperson for Mothers for Peace. She says the kind of fault that Diablo Canyon is on presents a much bigger problem should an earthquake happen.
What would happen if they had to pour cold water into it during an emergency shutdown is that it could very likely shatter. If it shattered, it could cause a catastrophic release of radiation into California.
Seely also said the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant is so hot that it warms the environment and it takes 2.5 billion gallons of water to cool it every day. By the end of this year, the state PUC could decide how much PG&E customers should pay to foot the bill for the extended operations at the nuclear plant. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.